I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
So, on Friday, as we're getting ready to leave, I see this headline on Reuters drive across. In the age of Trump, evangelicals back self-styled top U.S. pimp. And I realize Hoff has got the conservative Christian vote, which is the greatest thing I've ever heard. I'm like, he's billed himself as the Trump of Pahrump, and I... And now I've always said he's doing the Lord's work.
Mm-hmm.
Now suddenly the evangelicals believe so. And I thought, there's no way. Because these are sex-hating monsters for the most part. But it says, let me walk you through this here. So this pastor, this evangelical pastor, Victor Fuentes, said he closed his eyes and prayed when he found out that he'd won the primary. He did not ask God to deliver Nevada and the Republican Party from Hoff, the thrice-divorced author of Art of the Pimp, who campaigned as the Trump of Pahrump, although Christian groups have long rallied against the state's legal brothel industry. Of course, Fuentes was willing to overlook Hoff's history as a champion of the flesh trade and give thanks for his victory, and people want to know how an evangelical can support a self-proclaimed pimp, Fuentes said. In an interview from his home, he said it's simple. We have politicians. They might speak good words, not sleep with prostitutes, be a good neighbor, but by their decisions, they have evil in their heart. Dennis Hoff is not like that. I'd have to say that. I think Hoff is very straightforward. Mm-hmm. I love this. After all that, you think he might run it down a notch? He said, I'm kind of rich, kind of famous, I'm surrounded by hot chicks, and I don't give a goddamn what anybody says about me. I'm like,
boom.
That's that.
Mic drop.
Our next guest is a longtime friend of the show and the worldwide face for the fight to legalize prostitution. Since 1992, he has been the man behind America's number one sex destination, the world-famous Moonlight Bunny Ranch in Carson City, Nevada. He spearheaded the HBO series, Cat House, the Cinemax series, Working Girls in Bed, and told his story in his book, The Art of the Pimp. And not only did he recently win the Republican nomination for a seat on the Nevada State Assembly, but now, in a shocking turn of events, word out of the state is that he is being backed by Nevada evangelicals for being the most honest candidate. Please welcome, longtime friend of the show, the P.T. Barnum of Punani and the self-proclaimed Trump of Pahrump, Dennis Hoff.
But you're a whoremonger.
Oh my gosh! What a great lead in! You know, let's get this out of the way before we get going. You know, Vinnie Paul and Dimebag were great friends of mine. I was at Dimebag's funeral, and this is killing me.
Oh, it's awful news, man. It's just so sad. And you know, the world is a lesser place, and it's definitely less warm, man. Those two guys, you met a million rock stars, but those two guys, they were as real as rain.
Oh, they were just old country boys having fun. I mean, you go to their house, they'd be spinning out the trucks and doing just crazy country stuff, you know.
Yeah.
Just great guys, you know. It just killed me when Dimebag, you know, they used to have a party every year, a Christmas party every year in Dallas, and the Christmas party turned into a wake because he got killed there on stage.
Yeah. No, they were going to be in Kansas City to do our Christmas show. Our Twisted Christmas a week later, and then I remember I got a call from Greg at 2:00 in the morning, and I just sat up and started to watch that and was just stunned because we'd never seen anything like that. Nobody had ever seen a guy walk on stage at a concert and murder people. You know, it's unthinkable, and especially those guys. You know, those guys, and to watch your brother be murdered in front of you, it's beyond comprehension.
Yeah, it's a sad day in the rock world, and just good guys, lots of friends, and you know, I've got a double platinum album of theirs. They gave me it on my wall, and I'm very proud to have it there.
Yeah, well, and to that, let me ask you this: No, we see this. Like, what do you want to F with all this other business for, man? Like, you've proved your point. You could win. Now go back to being happy. These people are going to suck the life out of you.
Well, and they do. You know, the welcome wagon to the Republican Party was that the governor said we're not going to support him, and it was crazy. And I'm like, good boy, if this guy would have supported the super rhino Republican in name only tax hiker, if he would have supported that, lost votes. And you know what? If he promises not to support me, I'll give him passes to the ranch every month.
Listen, you're going to win this if you want it. But why? I mean, by the way, you've got to be stunned. When you found out that the evangelicals, that at least a good hunk of them, were going to back you in spite of your whoremongering ways, that's crazy to me. And you and I have talked about stuff, and it's, you know, it's, listen, I believe everybody's religious views are their own views, and it's nobody else's goddamn business.
Exactly.
And that being said, you know, listen, you had to be stunned when these guys didn't try to come at you with torches and burn your house down.
Well, absolutely, and they're just good people, you know. It's just, I didn't expect it, and I love it, and they're just great people. But here's the thing that upsets me. Now they're getting death threats, and because they supported me, and they just did it because, look, they don't like my business. I understand it, and but they did step up because it's like Trump when the thing came out of he grabbed me by the fanny, right? Everybody said no woman will ever vote for him. That's it. They told the ministers, they told their husbands, until they got in that voting booth and pushed the button, Trump. And it's the same way with me.
Yeah, but I wouldn't compare that, Dennis, and I'll tell you why. He says he could do it without invitation. And if someone were to grab one of your girls against her will, he might end up in a goddamn hole in the middle of the desert. Like, that's totally in my head, and I'm not bashing the president. That's not my point. My point is that people want to come down on the idea of the cat house, but the truth is it's regulated, it's secure, it's clean. Nobody's there against their will. These girls make as much money as they would like to make, and they can leave anytime they want. They're not junkies. They're not held prisoner. This is not sex trafficking. This is an adult doing what adults do because that's what they choose to do. Whatever you want to do, you want to go to Vegas and throw your money away because you had to play cards? Fine. Degenerate. I've done it. We all like sex. It's the strongest urge in our body. And if this is what's fun for you, fine. But it's never against will. And to me, that's the huge separation, my friend. You have, I think your business shows more respect for a woman's wants and needs and will than society does.
Yeah, I agree with you. You're right. So there isn't even any comparison. But and I've got a beautiful girl here named Paris from the Love Ranch.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at loveranch.net, look at the Vegas Ranch, that's where she's at. She's here, just looking at me like, what are you doing?
And, and her name's Paris? All right, let's see here.
Her name's Paris. You know,
Paris Envy?
The good thing about going home with me is we're going to have some fun, and you're going to be sexually satisfied. The bad thing is you're going to get up at 5:30 in the morning doing radio interviews.
Right. Ooh, that girl, how tall is she? She looks tall in these pictures.
She says you look tall in the picture. What are you, 5'5" or 5'6"? 5'3"? 5'3". Hang on a second. Say hello to Johnny Dare.
Good morning.
What are you doing? And why are you awake so early?
I'm wondering the same thing.
Well, listen. Listen, clearly you're doing the Lord's work.
Spend the night here with you, and you wake up early.
What trouble did you guys get into last night?
Oh, we had a good time last night. He just got here yesterday, so we were all hanging out and have a couple trainees and just BSing and then went to bed kind of early.
Mm-hmm.
The time will be up.
He is in court. Listen, do you think he's crazy for screwing around with politics when he could just have the good life he already has? He's got a great bunch of girls. He's happy. His business is successful. It's a stress-free life for the most part. Why F around with these terrible human beings known as politicians?
I wondered that for a while, but I've been on a lot of his political campaigning and since 2016, and the day that it changed him, I remember that day because he was like, wow, these people need me. And so he's using what he has already gained as far as, you know, his notoriety sure. and everything.
No, I think his intentions, and certainly, his intentions are fine. I mean, I don't doubt that at all. But why truck with this? Listen, the business you guys are in is infinitely more honest and respectable than politics.
Well, he sees that the people here need somebody, and he has, you know, he has everything that they need to be heard. And so I think that he feels like it's important to him, and there's nothing that's going to really hold him back from that. And yeah. so we just support him, and no matter how crazy maybe some of us think it is, that's what he believes he has to do. So.
All right, Paris.
So we kind of stand behind him and support him.
Well, you keep an eye on him. All right. If I can put it back on the phone, please. Thank you.
Okay. Okay.
Hey. Yeah, you know, they're not giving me the welcome wagon. In fact, on a radio show, they said they were going to give me this little office down in a closet down at the end of the hall. And so I put out a press release of a big bus that I'm going to have a big pink bus that says Assemblyman Dennis Hoff's office and put it right next to the Senate.
Let me tell you something. Here's what you should do. And what these guys don't understand is they're picking a fight with a guy who loves to pick a fight. So this is the fact that they're going to come against you like this, they have no idea how far you'll take this. What you're going to do is you're going to win this handily. And if I were you, I'd win it, make sure everybody's nervous, and then just mic drop it, boom, and walk off and go, yeah, I'm out. Just go back to your happy life. Go prove your point, and then I'm out.
Well, the good news is, you know, they're in session every other year, so it's like for 5.5 months in Carson City, so that makes my life pretty good. So, it's like there's some real dirtbags in this business, and much more. More than in my business. In fact, Judith Regan is working on a TV show now following me into the legislature, and they're going to take the name of the book, The Art of the Pimp, and it's going to be Prostitutes to Politics, where the real whores are.
Dude, that's without a doubt. Listen, girls who can sell their talent, it's up to them. That's right. To me, that's the height of feminism. You allow her. You know who we are as guys. We, you know, there's men who don't like that because they want you to be like their little sex slave, right? They don't like the idea that now I can't just take that from you. I can't just have it. And so the idea right. that if it and I don't use the word empower much, but the idea that a woman can be empowered by the ability to sell whatever she can sell, it is. I think it bothers a lot of hardcore old school guys. And they make it sound like morality, but the truth is, they have less respect for women than this industry does.
It's well said. You're absolutely right. So it's going to be interesting, and it's been a wild ride. And the head of the Republican Party is supporting me. But, you know, Roger Stone, when he came out, it was a big move because they knew Roger Stone didn't come out here to Pahrump, Nevada, to support me unless it was the right thing to do. And they also knew that the man gave the go-ahead. And so when Roger Stone came out and said, Dennis Hoff is the Trump of Pahrump. He's rich. He's famous. He likes hot girls.
Right.
He's got a reality TV show. He produced a TV series. He wrote a book. He is the Trump of Pahrump. And boy, when that started resonating, Johnny, it just moved fast.
Yeah. This is an amazing story. And it's fun to watch. And by the way, everybody listening, Dennis and I's politics clearly are not identical. But you guys may notice that we're friends and we've never argued about anything because I don't care who you vote for. Because I know Dennis. He's a good human being. I'm okay with his political views and he never asked me about mine. Guess what? We may not be of the same religious background either. We don't care. Vagina, that's what we like.
Exactly. And I still have to think of you every day because I got that antique sex toy you sent me, which is the craziest thing. Up on my office. In fact, I'm taking it to the legislature. I'm going to put it in my office as a legislature.
It's a hand crank Victorian era vibrator. It looks like an egg beater with a rubber knob on the end of it.
Egg beater with a rubber knob. That's exactly what it looks like. Except it's a five piece of surgical steel kind of.
Listen, this is a crazy story, man. But just be careful out there. Like, I worry about the weirdos and the nut jobs in this world now. Just be careful.
Yeah, I do. I do too. And that's the big part of the freedom of living in Nevada. You can carry a weapon all the time, and I do. and most everybody in Nevada does.
Yep. Oh, yeah. No, and Dennis can hit it. I got to send you a picture. When we get off the phone here, I'm going to text you a picture of this new gun I bought. You're going to love it.
Oh, great. I can't wait. You love Kansas City, and I want to come back there and visit you all. Just the worst thing about this election is I didn't make Rockfest, but I'm sure it was a lot of fun.
It was great. Hey, Sturgis is around the corner. Come on up and campaign at the Throttle.
There you go. I need to do that. That's a perfect idea. Campaigning at the Throttle. Well, Roger Stone told Drew Groove, I want this to be your next governor. Let him get in there one time, and he will be your governor. Because I have a higher recognition rate than the candidate.
Of course.
The Republican candidate who spent like $50 million.
Yeah. Yeah, listen, you throw no money out at all. Just a bit. And you're going to crush this. I mean, that's not even a question. I mean, if you want it, it's yours.
No, the hard part's over. The war, it was like a year-long UFC cage fight. I mean, I'm the cause of everything, including sinking the Titanic. Mm-hmm. I think I was just an accessory in that.
Oh, yes. The heartbreak of psoriasis, that was Dennis Wolf. Oh, yeah, you're the worst human being to walk the face of this earth.
Yeah, and it's unbelievable what a character assassination will do to you.
Sure, but you're used to that. I mean, it doesn't. Your skin is thick enough. Like, does it ever affect you? Does it still hurt your feelings?
No.
No, dude, no. You've been through this.
No way. I just consider the source and move on.
Yeah, of course. All right, D. I love you, brother, and congratulations.
Love you.
It's ridiculous, man. I love it.